remember. The memories aren't separate. Pictures aren't clear. Some lack sounds, and some sounds lack pictures. You can hear them all together, like a box of old knick-knacks. Items long since gone from your shelf, swept into storage along with pencils, paper clips, and old stamps. Lots of boxes. Lots of small boxes. Take a breath. Inhale. Exhale. Slow down, dropping down through layers of memory. 3, and then 2, and then 1. You're younger now. Before clear memory, before a recollection of time passing. Snapshots, isolated images. Seeing yourself in the bathroom mirror. Opening the cabinet. Your toothbrush. Towels. The shower curtain. Maybe you had a bath. Can you remember when you were bathed? The bathroom. The bathtub. The warm water. Imagine your mother's attention. How she felt about you. How much can you remember? How much can you feel in yourself? How much can you feel directed toward you? What emotions did you have when you were comfortable, safe, and complete? Remember the stairs, the height of the stairs, the height of the banister, and how you negotiated each step. Look down the stairs. You stepped off from the top step. The bottom of the stairs approach as you move down step by step. How many stairs were there? Do you remember? 14? 13? Or 12? Down the stairs. 11? 10? 9? And you found your rhythm. 8? 7, 6. You feel grown up as you can go down the stairs by yourself. Move. Balance. Negotiate. 5, 4, and 3, 2, 1. You're at the bottom, the landing, opening into choices, in a home with a front door and a world outside.